Today, I'll be assisting Adrian.
And if you have a budget of between 100 to 120,000 ringgit, you'll most definitely be looking at the Proton X70. It's a big, spacious, high-tech car with lots of features and value-for-money proposition. And it was recently updated as a CKD model, which adds even better value for consumers.
So, you get more car for the same price as this. But there's one problem with the Proton X70. If you're like me, you live in an old condominium, tight parking spaces, and you work in a place where your work parking is even tighter, maybe you need something smaller.
Which brings us to this new breed of cars, compact SUVs. It's much smaller in size, it's less intimidating to drive, with the same tall driving position that everybody wants from an SUV.
And you get the same kind of agility as a compact hatchback, or even a sedan.
Which is why in today's video, we're going to show you why the Honda HR-V is uncontested in the segment and how is it better than the Proton X70. Hans, look here, mine is the range-topping RS model. It gets the full sporty treatment. Full LED headlamps, dark chrome on the grill. I have LED fog lamps, black garnish. Yours is just real plastic. Black side mirror caps, large 18-inch dual-tone alloys. And have you seen my tail lamps?
Yeah, the LED tube lights. Yeah, it looks very cool. Suitable for flashy young people. But it's a substance that matters, okay? So flashy, but no power. This drives so much better. Yeah, halogen headlamps. But you know how much it costs to replace this? How much it costs to replace that? Yeah, the 18-inch wheels looks really cool. Wait till you change tires. Young people never think far, lah.
Like a passion rate pull.
Okay.
Why we say that the HR-V is an extremely practical car? Because the tailgate is very light and easy to operate. So female drivers will not have a problem using this. And once it opens up, the load lip is rather low. It's lower than a Honda Civic.
Hang on, how is an SUV's boot height be lower than a Honda Civic, which is a very low car?
That's because the design of a traditional three-box sedan, the boot opening is a little bit smaller and it has a load lip of around here, around my waistline. Whereas the HR-V, which is a SUV, you have the entire tailgate opening. And let me prove it to you. The load lip is just over 2 feet. And despite the HR-V being a smaller boot than the Honda Civic at around 437 liters, its low load lip and wide aperture makes it easier and more practical to load items in the HR-V.
And this is another reason why the HR-V is a lot more user-friendly than the Proton X70, which has a very high boot floor height.
So it makes it very difficult to load strollers and large items in the X70. HR-V, practical. But how about your hybrid?
Usually a hybrid car, the boot size is a little bit smaller because they need to fit the hybrid battery. But here, it's 30 liters smaller than the RS, but you can't tell the difference really.
Actually, it doesn't look 30 liters smaller, and I think that's because the boot floor is ever so slightly raised compared to the petrol version.
Yeah. And for me, that's actually easier, even easier to load stuff into it than that one.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey Hans,